Road again. Oh, this is my song, Willie Nelson. Road again. He's a big time weed smoker, by the way. Just one side note. He gets high.
Hopefully not while driving.
No, I don't know about that.
Not the road, yeah.
No.
All right, speaking of our road trip, our bus trip, our trip that's, I guess, the Buc-ee's with a Super Bowl mixed in, we just saw this. Guess what's going on down in New Orleans right now? The biggest blizzard in New Orleans history.
Oh,
there's
no.
6 inches of snow in New Orleans.
Wow.
They better get all that out of the way now before we get down there in a couple weeks, because we're not. I don't even think that was possible. Planning for that. All right,
man, that's crazy.
Yeah, we got to make sure they're all ready to go for us. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, I know a lot of people want to talk about Hurts. I don't want this to be about passing. We've done a lot of those conversations. I just want him
too
to.
Late.
Well, I know. I just want him to be able to run on Sunday. I think he needs his legs. I think they need his legs for the run game, for the victory on Sunday. I hope he's going to be fully healthy or close to it. Hugh thinks they're going to be okay, even if he's not able to move like normal. We'll see as the week goes on here. But we opened the show today with a Daily Douglas, some advice. But then, you know, sometimes even the person giving the advice, they're not the best person at kind of executing their own advice. So we know the mayor yesterday had, can we hear this? Some issues with a chant that we hear on WIP every day.
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles!
Yeah, she was
Let's go, Bird!
Yes, so Mayor Parker struggled yesterday with that. And then this morning, you know, Daley Douglas saying, you know, just take your time. But then about an hour later on the show, we had this incident. Yeah, that's a good idea. You're right about that.
Like, if you even say it in your mind, say E, and then you say A-L-G, and you're like, whatever. But see, in my defense,
E-A-L.
You kind of didn't even catch that. I could have let that go, but in the interest of being fair and balanced, I did that to see what y'all on y'all toes.
Yeah, I like how you spin this, too.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
I did that to see what y'all on y'all toes. E, and then you say A. I did
L.
That. I did that on purpose.
G.
No. You know what, Kyle? You know what I did, to be totally honest? I didn't take my own damn advice. I didn't spell it in my head. I just started talking. Point still remains the same. You got to slow down when you say that chant,
E,
man.
And then you say A.
You ain't got to keep playing it. Nobody asked you for that. Yeah. Now just put it in there with all the rest of the failures that tried to do it.
Let me hear you all say E.
Except for the mayor. Can't call the mayor a fail. Might need the mayor one day.
When you're trying to open a Buc-ee's in Philadelphia,
I might need a mayor one day.
Do you think the key might be what you just said, spell it out in your head before? Because it seems so many people get tripped up as they try to do it just like off the cuff.
Well, you know, it was like I was trying to be, you know, I'm trying to make a point, and I was like, damn, Hugh, you screwed it up your damn self. I'm trying to make the point, and I'm like, damn, you didn't mess around and did what everybody else did.
Maybe it's harder than I'm thinking it is.
No, it's you're in the moment. And you're listening, and you're like, E-A-G. Instead of thinking that, you just start talking.
There's been some moments over the years. I think some of the pregames in the past, if it was a trot, someone really had a tough time. Doc, I mean, it's happened. I mean, it happens to the best of us. It got
it happened
Mayor
to
Parker.
Jalen one time when he went to the Super Bowl, didn't he? He spelled it wrong, or he sang his fight song
he
wrong.
He just sang it
he
terribly.
He sang it terrible. Yeah. Yeah, terrible fight song.
I think Ike screwed it up at the pregame show 2 weeks ago.
I see. It gets a lot of people.
I tell you what, man, and I don't feel bad because it happens to everybody. Yeah, that one right there. See, it's the E and the A. It's the GL. That's what it is.
Wait a minute.
For
that
most
was,
people,
that was only like four letters.
No, but
Did
I'm
he
just
say
saying
E L E S.
So I think if I had to guess what was happening, he realized he screwed up and just went to Eagles, like so everyone.
That's what you do when
just
you screw it up.
Just get to the Eagles and stop spelling.
Just when you screw it up, you just hope the sweet little baby Jesus, ain't nobody heard it, just keep it moving. E, and then you say A. See, that's where I screwed up at.
G.
I did it too slow.
You know, no one ever
So there's a happy medium.
It's never the N that gets people. It's always those first four letters.
Yeah.
It's like, if you get through there, you're home free. Let's get back to the phone lines here. We have Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
My dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's going on, man?
Will, what's up, buddy?
Oh man, listen. This is my thing, right? We talk all this about Jalen, you know what I'm saying? But where we at?
NFC right Championship here. Game.
One game right before here, the Super Bowl.
Right? Exactly. So the thing is, like, Jalen, what Jalen need to do is what Jalen been doing. You dig what I'm saying? Because the thing is, like I said before, when we drafted Saquon, right? Not drafted, but when we got Saquon, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. It was all based upon the run. We knew what we was getting. So, yes, the passing is going to cut down, and it's been working. So my thing is this, just like we did with the Rams, man, put that Daniels in the box, man. Put him in the box, you know, like the boy said, you know, put a spy on him. And let's eat, you know, let that defense eat. And we ain't talking about the defense has 16 takeaways in the last five games. We ain't talking about all these different quarterbacks that was giving the ball up, that was throwing picks and everything, turning the ball over. You see where they at. They watching us. They watching a real quarterback. They watching a real team, and, you know, keep going, right? The last thing I want to say, everybody keeps saying that Washington playing with the house money. Well, guess who the house is? And guess who always win? House win. The Eagles is the house, baby. So if y'all want it, listen, bring that money, put it on the table, and go home losers. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I like that. I like that confidence. Will, good phone call. Well, speaking of the turnovers thing, so Jaden Daniels this season has nine total interceptions, and he's played, 19 games?
Mm-hmm.
Three of those are against the Eagles, though. They got him for one here in Philadelphia, I believe, and they got him for two down in Washington. So they've got him, Hugh. They've picked him off three times in the two games.
Yeah. So there's going to be, you know, Jaden's going to come in here and he's going to try to do his thing. No question about that. But I think that we have enough and we have the right kind of personnel that we match up extremely well with him, man. Speed kills in a game like this, especially playing against a quarterback like that. Mm. Speed kills. And, you know, CJGJ is going to do a hell of a job to make sure that he does not get kicked out the game this time. I think that was a deciding factor. And you look at Jalen started that game off, looked like he was about to light the Commodores up.
Well, they were up. They were going down for another score. He ran, and Frankie Louvu took him out of the game.
Yeah.
Like, he tried to take Jared Goff out there.
It's funny. People, now Frankie Louvu has that moniker of being a dirty player. I don't think he's a dirty player, man.
No, but if Jalen's in the open field, he's coming.
He's going to take his head off.
He's coming to hit
him. Get down.
That's for sure. Let's talk to Ray in Norristown. Hey, Ray.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Ray. What's up?
I just wanted to say this one thing. I think Jalen Hurts is a great quarterback, but I just started looking at just things that make me question whether or not, because he's hurt, he's going to be that impactful in our game. I mean, the RPO and then the running with Saquon Barkley. The thing that just keeps coming to my mind is that he's not a timing quarterback when he throws balls to receivers at the top of their route. He has to have confidence and trust in them. And the last thing about that is he's a line-of-sight quarterback. He throws the ball directly when he feels they're open. And I see all the patterns that they run. And the fact that the coaches took the air out the ball so that they would not get caught and then turn the ball over, which he does. And then the fact, lastly, he did a lot of checkdowns and audible with changing the plays. So I'm thinking that he has to run. And if he can't run, he has to stand in that pocket and get it to those Lamborghini wide receivers that we pay $1 zillion to and let them prove and get us to the championship.
Let's do
That's
it.
That's what I got.
Yeah, well, Ray, good phone call. I mean, Hugh, this as we go through this week, this might be, if Jalen is compromised physically with his knee, this is going to end up being a big test for Kellen Moore, right? He's got to.
You got to call a good game, man.
Set him up, easy throws, quick throws.
Yeah, and you can't let the game get away from you. I think for most Eagle fans, and what we were talking about this morning, we're afraid that with what the Commodores did last week to the Lions, that the game's going to get away from us. Can't let that happen. Anytime you're in a playoff scenario, in a playoff situation like that, you can't let the game get away from you. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if the Commanders come in here and score 45. Now, are they going to get into the 20s? Probably. How many, like, on top of your head right now?
17. We have the best defense.
That'd be pretty damn impressive.
That'd be amazing.
We have the best defense. I understand that we got one of our linebackers hurt, but we got the best defense in the playoffs right now.
Well, if you're
17.
Well, you know what that means?
17.
They're going to make a lot of fourth
down
stops.
That means buckies.
The Commanders aren't punting. So
no,
they're going to go for fourth downs.
17. This is what's going to happen, because this is how you stop that. There's going to be, and what I mean by that is stop them from doing that fourth down. Stuff them. I don't think I don't think Coach Quinn in this game against us, I mean, he's not going to be that riverboat gambler.
Oh, I disagree.
You don't think so?
I think this is how they got here. I think he's going for fourth downs game.
Listen, your guard hurt. We got a grown ass man in that middle. Boy, it better be if it's fourth and inches, you better think about that.